Hello, and welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, Rob.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, Rob.
Yes?
Why am I hearing that echo?
Do you have...
Because of this.
You got to turn it down over there. Hi, CBS FM.
Mark Ronick running some equipment he doesn't normally run.
We'll start again.
Can you call a little theater somewhere?
No, it's not. No, you see, when you say it's good, you see, that would be... Did you say it's good?
Yeah, I turned the volume down.
You see, it's not good, though. It's not good when it starts like that.
Right.
You see,
no,
that's
right.
A definitively not good. That's a,
right.
But it's good now.
Now it's fine.
Now. Yeah.
Now, well, now it's
then A-okay. Was bad.
No, now is good. It's now never. It's, at this point, it's not ever going to be great.
It's fine now.
Hello,
Regis.
It's Hello. Fine.
All right.
Well, then fine.
We're not going to cut this part out, but we will begin again.
All right.
Hello.
Start
whenever you're ready.
Jesus Christ. Happy Monday.
Hello and welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. The scene is Wisconsin Avenue. The time 2:30 a.m. Friday, going in to Saturday. The role of Mike O'Mara will be played by Oscar Santana, and the role of Oscar Santana will be played by Senor Mike O'Mara.
Here we go. Do you want to start or do
Absolutely.
We? Okay, here we go.
Do you got a cigarette?
Yeah, here you go. Yeah.
Who's got a light? You got a light?
I need
an effing light. You know, I love you, man.
Yeah, I love you.
I love you, came out here.
I love you, too, man. I love you, too.
Yeah,
I love you, too.
Why don't you like Kurt?
I like Kurt. Kurt's all right. Well, I don't have a problem with
I
Kurt.
I love the tension between you two. I love it. It's amazing.
He's just a dick to me sometimes, man.
I don't think he was being a dick. He's just been in broadcasting forever, you know?
I don't know. Whatever. I just don't know. I don't know. He doesn't even talk to me.
You know what I hate about you?
What's that?
Wait, I need a cigarette.
Sounds so real.
You got a cigarette?
No, I don't have a cigarette.
Who's got a cigarette?
Yeah, get him a cigarette. Can somebody get Mike a cigarette?
Hey, you Slim. Let me get a cigarette. All right. You know what I hate about you?
What do you hate about me, Mike?
That you do other podcasts.
I'm sorry, man. I won't walk away. I won't walk away.
I'm going to tell you, I hate it. I hate when I go on iTunes and I'm sitting there with Carla and I see the Mike O'Mara Show. And I see that other show you do. What's it doing there?
Hey, look, it's what I do. I won't walk away from it, man. You can't make me walk away from it.
Huh?
I won't walk away from it.
Wait. You got a cigarette?
Hey, Mike, listen, let's talk. Let's talk when we're sober. You want to talk when we're sober?
What?
He's doing my
I stuff. Hate you.
I never said I hated you.
I'll bury you.
Wow, really?
Thanks for the cigarette.
That's it.
And
scene.
You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Miss Stackhouse, I'd like to propose a deal.
This ought to be good.
I will give you my word that I will not harm you or anyone you love.
Stepping around the fact that your word's worth about as much as it's on a turtle? What else?
$1 million.
Five.
Two.
Seven.
Okay, five.
What else?
I will kill Eric Northman and Bill Compton. Both. Or neither. Or just one of your choosing?
Both. And your house in Mississippi. I like that house.
Done.
What do I have to do in return?
Release me!
No.
It may not be me, but someday some vampire's gonna rip you open to get at the essence inside of you. There's no way around that.
Shut up.
You don't know what it is to drink your blood. It is paradise. Arcadia, Nirvana.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
Heard across America and in 145 countries around the world, this is MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Yeah.
It is Monday. This is already Monday, the 27th. Is this the 27th?
Yeah, where does the month September go?
Of September, and we are well over 3 million downloads and continuing to grow every single day. A big show today. Welcome. Was someone saying something? I heard.
I started to say welcome.
Yeah, go ahead and finish when you do that. Right. Really, when I hear somebody go, ah, that actually throws me a little bit. What's going on?
I thought you were going to take a breath there. I was just going to say, welcome. Welcome to Monday.
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling great.
Oh,
how are you?
No, I'm worried about
you. No, you shouldn't be. I feel fantastic.
I'm worried about you, Buzz.
Mr. Elston.
Everything's fine.
I totally have the wrong sheet today.
Oh, that's not good.
No, I do.
What are you doing?
You have the right sponsor, though.
I'm looking for all my stuff here. I don't have the... Oh, yeah, I have the right sponsor. Our show today is brought to you by Cameron Hills Golf Links in King George, Virginia.
Old friend.
Newbies. I like that word.
Yeah, I do too.
Newbies get half off 2011 memberships. That's half off. Now, this is something where, in my humble opinion, if you have a little foresight and you can think about next spring, listen to this. Newbies will get half off 2011 memberships and free entry into the Mike O'Mara Show charity event next spring.
That's pretty good.
I mean, that's really thinking long term.
But a huge savings.
It's a tremendous savings.
That's nearly 50%.
You can. No, I'm trying to sell. I try to sell, and then I get the bullshit that goes on between the two of them. I mean, it's Monday, and I'm not going to tolerate that. Let me give the sponsor a decent reason and say, that's nearly 50% off. If you want to mock the sponsors, you can come up with the money he paid, and we can have you do that.
Is bullshit allowed on Tuesdays?
You know what? Just let me get this is a good deal. You're not sportsmen, nor are you golfers. Therefore, I know you don't understand it, but let me share it with people that might be excited about it. Can I do that?
Mm-hmm.
Is that possible?
I'll try my
best. Teach you that here.
I'll try my best to understand. Brad,
let me get a cigarette.
Joined by email. Shut up, you two. Joined by email. Don't think because he had a drunken conversation with me, I will bury you. Anyway, all you have to do is join by email and write Cameron Golf, CAMERON Golf at AOL.com. Cameron Hills Golf Links, one of our earliest sponsors, and just a lot of fun to go down there. And it's in the middle of nowhere down there. We always joke about it, but it is one of the most beautiful spots to play. We'd love you to join up. Cameron Hills Golf Links, check out their ad on our website. There we are. Mm-hmm. All right. All right. I don't have my cheat sheet here, so I will tell you what I did want to talk about today.
Very good.
I want to see if we can really have a decent discussion today about that new show, because I got to get this off my chest. The new show is Boardwalk Empire.
Okay.
And I trust everybody got maybe a look at it at least once during the two times it's been on.
Yeah.
Are you watching?
I've not watched the latest episode. I wasn't that excited about the first one.
I don't know, man.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not sure. You can come back and tell me what you think after the fact. But
you watched it last night?
I watched it last night, and it's Buscemi.
Not a step up?
Here it is. This is I think I might have figured out what I don't like about it. When I fell in love with the show The Sopranos, mm-hmm. and I think Don gets credit for saying way, way back when, you got to check this show out.
Yeah, I think so.
And, you know, shortly thereafter, the rest of the world was taking up with it. Ladies and gentlemen, Raymond Diaz is in the house.
Oh, he's here.
RJ Diaz in the house with a brand new Miami hat on.
Wow, he smells like the airport.
It's all going to be fine now.
That's some kind of airport. airport. Anyway. So anyway, I'm watching this show last night, and I said, I figured out. Tony Soprano and James Gandolfini was dangerous. You were scared.
Sexy.
It was a little sexy. Yes. Mm-hmm. He had that about him. You don't want to see Steve Buscemi crawling on anybody.
No,
and Steve Buscemi is, you know, when you think of a movie like Fargo, where he's perfect as the hair trigger Weasley guy, he was a Weasley guy in Sopranos. He's a Weasley guy.
That's what
he does. You cast him as a Weasley guy. You don't cast him as the head of the whole empire.
Yeah, really, not tough enough.
Because
even
after two episodes, you can't put it behind you?
I am ready. I said,
you can't bail.
Halfway through, I said to Carla last night, I said, man, this is a labor to watch
for
me.
Right, exactly.
This is bad. And Buzz said last week, bad storytelling.
I couldn't get up for it this week. I watched Dexter instead.
I can't wait to see those stats tomorrow.
Very, very good. And I think, here's my theory, that just because HBO puts on a one-hour drama at 9 p.m. on Sunday nights doesn't mean it's good. And I think we've sort of been brainwashed to think that it is and that we have to be there and watch. Very, very disappointed. And I'll tell you, spoiler alert, Prohibition ends.
What's that?
I'm just saying.
You know, my DVR had a meltdown last night because of all the shows on, so I didn't get to capture it last night.
Oh, okay.
So I will watch it tonight.
To capture
but,
it. But he talks sometimes. He's funny, isn't he?
Yeah.
I didn't get to capture it.
DVR did not capture Boardwalk Empire.
Did you watch it last night?
And I agree with you 100%.
Really?
I also saw Dexter. I was up till 1 a.m.
Wow. Boy, and I, boy, I was trying, you know, with getting up early, I was trying to make it through, because I watched Boardwalk Empire, and then I went on to Dexter, and then I said, you're an idiot. You're not going to go to sleep at 11 o'clock.
You said you weren't going to do that.
I know.
You promised
Can
us.
I give you a show that you will not regret?
I'm ready for something fresh.
60 minutes.
You can catch it tonight. It's only a half hour long,
okay.
And it's Kenny Powers.
Kenny
Second
Powers.
Second season started even better than the first.
It's not called Kenny Powers, though, is it?
It's called
it?
Kenny Powers.
What station is that on?
It's on
HBO. 10:30.
I've not
Kenny
heard of it.
Kenny Powers.
Yes.
I thought it had a different name.
And you will thank me tomorrow when you take a half hour of your life this evening or afternoon and watch it.
Really?
Yes.
Kenny Powers. I'm ready for something new.
It's about a down-and-out baseball player right up your alley.
Oh, it's the guy with the mullet.
Yeah.
I've
that,
seen, like
coked and
tiny,
ate and drank himself out of the way to the league.
I'll check that out. I'd like to see that.
But just to just catch you up and those listening right now.
There's so much to watch.
In the last season, he basically had been pursued by a coked up agent for the Tampa Bay Devil Rays that said he was going to bring him back up, bring him back to the big show.
Right.
So the guy goes through like this whole melee to get back up to the big show, finds his high school sweetheart. They're driving to Tampa. And the guy calls him like, hey, man, I'm an AA.
Give him a tiny little bit more gain, Rob.
You got it. Hey, man, I'm an AA. I'm sorry about what happened. I probably shouldn't have told you I was bringing you up to the show. I was kind of messed up. I probably had an eight ball. Not going to happen. So he gets this call when he's about to drive to Tampa, right? So instead of facing his high school sweetheart and saying, look, we've been duped.
Right.
We've been hoodwinked.
Right.
He leaves her at a gas station, and then he travels to Mexico, and that's where you pick it up.
That's okay with me.
Wow.
I like that. That sounds sounds strong.
And I'm not spoiling it when I tell you because you've seen this in the previews.
Right.
He's now cockfighting in Mexico.
Wow.
Good. No okay.
Wonder, that would almost You'll, have to be okay.
I'd like to log some time for that. Because I really, really do love my cable programming. Mm-hmm. I really don't like regular TV.
Before
as much,
you close the door on Boardwalk Empire, I got a note from my father that I would be remiss if I did not share.
Mm-hmm.
And you love bringing up Irish guilt.
Yes.
You say you have it, you suffer from it,
Amen.
Or you have it.
All the time.
My dad's mom. Her uncle Ben Nash, was in the Irish Mafia, apparently, in New Jersey, and was a rum runner in the 1920s.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of the stuff that we're seeing on Boardwalk Empire was actually a part of my family way before I came around. But you want to not talk about Irish guilt? In 1920, he bought the organ for St. Joseph's Church, and in 1920, it cost $80,000.
Really?
And that was
in 1920?
And that's the organ that rum paid for.
Wow.
But as
Man,
far
so,
as
so a church organ cost that much money back in that
as,
day?
Well,
see,
as,
it's a, it was all dependent on labor and how much time was spent by man hours putting something together.
But as far as meeting boats out in the middle of the ocean and getting Canadian whiskey, that all really happened. And that all helped out our family.
Well, it's just here
great
it
to
is.
Be a speaker.
All right, this is it. As I go through this show, first of all, what's frustrating for me is I really want to love this show. I want to have that destination on Sunday night where it's just a lot.
For 10 years, HBO has been telling you, we're going to put on something, you're going to love it.
Yeah, it's going
to
be great.
You've been programmed to want
to
like
it. I'll tell you what it is. And it's like Steve Buscemi doesn't do it for me. He's a great, you know, side character. He's a great little, you know, addition to certain shows. He was phenomenal in Fargo. But it's the same guy.
Who do you put in that role that fixes it?
Oh, see, that's the tough one. And we were talking about that all last night. You need a big kind of strapping guy. You actually could, you know, you seriously? James Gandolfini would have been perfect in the role. He truly would have. You could have plugged him right in.
But he would have been Tony Soprano, so it doesn't work.
He would have been.
And he will be Tony Soprano forever.
And here's the thing. They're all these little guys, and it's just I remember these
people were littler.
They
then.
Were smaller
maybe they were
then.
Smaller then, but I mean I just remember guys like Lucky Luciano and some of the. They're all a little too pretty.
What about
they're all they're way too well dressed. I'm sorry, I don't care even if you had money back in the 20s, you were not wearing the different designer suit every single day. It didn't happen. They didn't have that kind of budget for clothing.
What
back
about
then.
Nucky played by Hulk Hogan,
a big guy? Well, they showed early on the Boardwalk Empire. They showed the real guy. guy, and the real right. guy towered over Al Capone, mm-hmm. who was not that tall a guy anyway.
Little
but
guy.
But the fact is, you know, you just had that. It's just disappointing when you really want to see a show that you look forward to.
You want it so badly to work, and when you're in that mode, you tend to even overlook flaws because mm-hmm. you're ready to love it.
Absolutely.
And if it's really, if you know, I'll give it another try tonight. But mm-hmm. I hope it does.
I'd like the feedback. I'd like you both to check it out and just mm-hmm. give me a reco. give me a reco on that. Right. So
no one watched Mad Men last night?
No, I haven't.
Not yet.
I don't get a chance to see any of that.
It's so strong.
Past our bedtime.
You know, and I hate being a day late, but unfortunately, that's the way it goes. C'est la vie. Big weekend for yours truly on the Kirk and Mike Morning Show on 105.9 The Edge. We had
that's your
an
other
actual,
job.
Now
Mike.
Don't stop. Stop. I don't want to do that anymore. I don't want to play with you today with that. I don't. I really don't.
The day
it's
that
Monday
you don't
and I'm not in the mood.
Do you ever want to play?
Yes, I do. Occasionally, I'm very playful. Friday I'll be playful.
Friday is play day.
I've just got a lot going on, and I'm very nervous. So bear with me. I've got this pro-am golf tournament, and I believe I may have broken a vertebrae in my back.
Oh,
so
dear.
I'm just trying to get healthy for that. I'm going to the chiropractor right after this show because I have to play with a legend of golf a week from Wednesday.
Wow.
And you know, on the programming note, enjoy the show.
Gotcha.
Okay. Okay. Note to you guys.
October 4th.
You know how he does his. This is, I'll do the other phone call thing. I'll do that.
You
and
love
I'll have
the
a
Skype.
Nice long. I hate the Skype. I hate it on the other end because you guys are all like,
Who is this legend that you could conceivably
it
play
could
with?
It could be Craig Stadler. It could be Freddie Couples.
Wow.
It could be Jay Haas.
Wow.
It could be Tom Kite. Mm-hmm. It could be Fred Funk.
Wow.
It's the It's the last senior major of the year, and it's going to be happening out at Avenel. And I'm playing in the Pro-Am. I'm playing in the Pro-Am, my second Pro-Am, and I'm playing on Wednesday in the afternoon rounds.
That's huge.
It's very exciting, but I...
You gotta get better.
I haven't picked up a golf club in what 2 months?
Wow.
Since I started the morning show, I haven't played golf.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And you know, and it may be one time in that entire time, and that was with clients again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think
will
no,
you be
two times, and both times I've you know done it through biz.
Now, will you be playing as an amateur or as a pro?
Yeah, very very funny. They vet you seriously.
Do they really?
Yeah, you got to have your you know. I fortunately have my little golf number, and that says what level I'm at, mm-hmm. my handicap, and it's a 12.5.
Your handicap is your back.
Way too. My handicap is just the fact that I don't know what's going to happen the first time I swing a golf club. So today it's on to the chiropractor.
So the chiropractor will either fix you or allow you to have excellent parking.
All I've done...
it just hangs right from your rearview mirror, Mike.
All I have since I have started this up, I'm going to ignore him today. I'm just that's the only mode I'm
good
in.
Luck.
He comes bouncing in with his his wonderful schedule. I've worked 6 hours already.
Mike,
I'm just so not into him today.
I want you to
it's
look at my left testicle and know I would love to have your schedule, and I would give this testicle to have your schedule.
Maybe I'd be in a better mood if I had you doing that.
Yes, if we were we could carpool.
Exactly, wouldn't that
carpool?
Be fun? So. Friday night was a big night out for the radio station that I work for, and Oscar lives in the neighborhood, mm-hmm. and I invited Oscar to come along.
To the ballet?
And to the ballet, the little good guys club that mm-hmm. we were at, and Oscar showed up very punctual, like shortly after
wow.
yeah,
after we got there,
me, yeah.
you were there, and then it just got so drunk out. It was so...
I was very drunk out that night.
It was so drunk out that night,
and
I was mean to Oscar because I went like Oscar was the target, and it was like towards the end of the evening.
It was fine.
It was I called you, and I apologize when I'm mean to somebody for. Well,
sometimes
not exactly no reason, but I won't go into the details of that. But it's just he got the brunt of it, and that was it. That was the only person Oscar was actually the only person I was really mean to.
You didn't slug him,
and not like
the listeners
that kind of
were
mean.
Great. The listeners were nice.
As a matter of fact, that even with the meanness, it kind of ended where we'll talk when our heads are clear.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I woke up first thing in the morning. He's the first person I thought to call, and so I called him. But it was just so. I don't know whether it's being 51 years of age or the morning show schedule. I don't know what it is, but whatever it is, I think I'm going harder than I've ever gone.
You are.
And I got to back off because it just doesn't. I don't like tanking an entire day.
You're spending a lot of plates.
It's just too much. And I think that there's nothing really, and maybe it's being older.
it's okay to have like an adult beverage or two, but the feeling really of waking up like on a Saturday morning, bright and refreshed, and not the way I woke up on my Saturday morning.
Yeah.
Right. I really relish that. And I woke up on Saturday morning where the first words out of my mouth were probably, and of course it was. Outkeeping. Outkeeping. And,
Took a hotel room?
We had one scheduled. Kirk was there and I was there. And it was funny because the radio station booked the hotel room. We were in Northwest Washington, okay. D.C. And let me see. What part of Washington, D.C. was... the hotel was in Canada. Right. That's how far away. It was seriously.
I'm sure they got a deal.
It was Vermont Avenue, okay? Mm-hmm. You know where the radio station is. The radio station's on Jennifer Street, sure. Up near Mazza Gallery, okay? Mm-hmm. You take a little piece of string, go to a map, all right? And you take one side of Washington and take the string and put another, and you get the farthest point.
Sure.
Absolutely the furthest point away.
And yet a great deal for the radio station.
It was free, and it was free for me. And there was a day when Mr. O'Mara might question that, and say, I'll make my own arrangements. Those days don't exist anymore.
Right.
I take the freebie. I take the free hotel room. Yeah. So we couldn't have had a better time. It was great. I got into Oscar's kitchen and then called and had to apologize. People were like, what about? I just get jealous of Oscar doing all the other things that he does that aren't, and it's really not reasonable because I'm doing something that you guys. So
right,
it's hypocritical. But
we all
do
other
stuff. If you can't be a hypocrite when you get drunk,
and after the probably 13th or 14th shot of Grey Goose, no one's to blame.
Yeah,
no one's to blame at that point.
I know,
but it was fine.
But you still wake, and it wasn't. I didn't wake up with that that feeling of dread that you get sometimes. But I did wake up with the feeling. I got to give you a call and say,
I figured we'd talk.
And I called, and everything was fine. But it was. Here's the problem. It was not the feeling of dread. Nothing bad really happened that night. But what it was too much time.
Yeah,
too long. That evening had to shut down for me. If I was going to be functional the next day, that evening had to end at midnight. The and it evening. Ended 3 hours later.
Oh.
It was 3 hours too much.
It was
3 a.m. Mm-hmm. I get up at 3:55. I can't do that anymore.
It's all about knowing when to cut your losses.
But I don't know.
Yeah, well, you're learning.
I love to
maybe
stay
you're
up
now,
late,
I know.
Especially on Friday.
I know.
I never get to stay up past 10 o'clock. Getting to stay up is so exciting for me.
Yeah,
but then I wake up and it's like the whole day. I woke up at 8 o'clock because I got outkeeping, and I was supposed to, I'd ordered a little breakfast.
Right.
And someone, I still think it's Kirk, took my breakfast order because he knew my hotel room. And he said, did you have it hanging off the door of 11:52? I'm like, you bastard. And he started laughing, and then he swears that he didn't do it. So I don't know whether that happened or not. But the fact is, there was no breakfast.
Right.
I didn't have any breakfast.
And you know what? At that point, that's as important as air in your lungs.
It was,
you need
it was,
that.
So I sat there at 8:15. I said, please don't disturb me. And I'm just thinking of hair sticking straight up in the air, just going, what? You're supposed to be breakfast, not supposed to be housekeeping. Don't want housekeeping. Shut the door.
At this point, your lips and your face are the same color. There's no distinguishing characteristics on your face.
I put my head back on the pillow, and suddenly, magically, it's 11:30. I mean, it's like I'm like, I just go to housekeeping. And I just go out.
Day
and then I wake
forward.
Up at 11:30, call Carla. I'm
3 hours later, you should feel like $1 million. You got a whole bunch of sleep.
I should have.
Hello, Carla.
It's 11:30. I'm going,
hey, baby. I just woke up. I'm gonna take my time, get a shower here, and then I'm gonna call.
And so I call. I put my head back on the pillow.
Right.
It's 1 o'clock.
Oh.
I don't know how they haven't thrown me out, but I take a shower, get out of the shower. Start to draw to get the cab that's going to take me the hour to get back to.
Yeah.
By the time I am on the backed up traffic on 66 on the way home, we're looking at 3 o'clock.
Right.
Day's done.
I've had a little sandwich. Mm-hmm. I'm okay.
Good.
I get to my house. Carla's here with her mom, and they're going out shopping. They're beginning their day, so they're happy. No pressure on me. I go in and sit in my little TV room for maybe half an hour, and then I go upstairs and I go to. Sleep.
Back to bed.
I literally, the day is gone.
Yeah.
I do not wish to do that again.
No, don't
do that. To tank an entire day. It depresses me.
Ideally, would you have liked for them to stay here?
No.
No, so you're okay with perfect. The fact they're having
Oh, I'm fine. No, I, just be alone. I am not needy at all. Okay. I'm not. What I'm not capable of is any kind of socializing or supporting anyone.
I understand.
And nor would I have been able to do anything on Saturday night. I was just ready to get rest. Just, my body is ravaged.
You napped until bedtime.
My body is ravaged.
Saturday is rest day.
But the thing is, also, the good news with this, flatlined on the weight this weekend.
Oh, well,
no
good.
Gain, and that's with going to the big fancy restaurant on Friday night.
Very
that's
good.
So, listen, we will take a break. I will finish this this recounting, and it's a little message for everybody.
A lesson.
Go easy, kids. Mm-hmm. Don't be like Mr. O'Mara, who sometimes overindulges.
Sometimes.
As a matter of fact, take it easy. We'll be right back on The Big Show.
It's 2:45. There's no one in the place. Except you and me.
Welcome back.
That was perfect.
That was flawless. Welcome back to segment two of the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Computer Geeks VA. For over 10 years, repairing computers. Well, where the hell are they? Can they come over
they're,
here?
They're yeah. coming over here.
They're coming over
they
here?
Yeah, isn't that good
oh
news?
Oh, my God, that's great. But they paid, right?
They did.
Good, okay.
Even better.
For over 10 years, repairing computers in Northern Virginia and beyond, Computer Geeks offers flat rates for most jobs. Call 703-600-9740. That's 703-600-9740. Or visit CompGeeksVA.com or just click their ad on our website. And we are happy to have a brand new sponsor.
Actually, they're a back. Returning sponsor.
They're back.
Are they, were they
they were back in the spring.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And now they're cool. Back.
Yeah, well, that's good.
I all right. have a hard time remembering that we were even on in the spring.
It's hard to believe.
Isn't it?
Hard to believe.
It certainly is.
All right, welcome back to the show. So anyway, to wrap up this whole thing with the weekend, it was just something where I realized, you know, I don't like wiping out a whole day.
Well, you see,
I don't mind the night before. The night before is great. I have a great time with the night before. I just hate wiping out the day the next day.
They said on Mad Men last week, they said a cocktail needs three ingredients.
Mm-hmm.
And this is when they were trying to sell Mountain Dew. Well, the cocktail here is you are not as young as you once were.
Absolutely.
And I hate to bring it up. None of us are.
No.
And I feel it too.
Right.
And also, you're on a new schedule that has
yes.
massively screwed with your life in a
yes,
way that a
has.
Schedule hasn't in over 20 years.
That's true.
And the third is sixth gear.
Mm-hmm.
And when you know something has been taken away from you,
right,
and that makes you want to make up for it when you head out.
I know, and it's just not smart,
and you can't do it. But you see, the thing is,
I think 11:30 like should be. I mean, that's I it. Should really and midnight if I'm out
well,
past
no, Mike,
midnight.
What you got to do is you got to take a real person's life and
right.
shift it by 4 hours because that's what you've done with your own life.
You're right, right.
So if a normal person knocks off at midnight, mm-hmm. should be winding up at 8.
No.
Yeah, we'll start.
No, that's hard to do.
But that
that's
means you can
to
start
do.
Drinking at 8 a.m.
Yeah.
Well, I guess this is along the same lines. Alcohol,
and you and I yeah. are. I mean, Oscar and I know only one speed.
Well,
we go pretty well. We go pretty hard at it. We really do.
Alcohol is a cruel mistress.
Yes, it is.
And
is
when she's on, and when she's off, she's off. But last week, I mentioned when I came back from Arizona.
Mike, are you having trouble with your glasses?
I'm fine today.
Had mentioned when I was in a drunken fight with Kara, I high-fived a cactus, which you think would be painful enough, and you walk away from it.
I remember you saying that.
That's pretty good.
And then yesterday,
high-fiving a cactus.
I spent 3 hours in the ER. Because of that damn cactus. Can you believe that?
Yesterday?
Let me see your hand. Like 3 weeks after the fact.
This is 10 times better than it was yesterday.
I see them. Those are the welts from Arizona.
It was all over my hand, and my hand
was huge.
Can
you stand and show the Ustream audience something closer so they can see it?
You know what? I'll put a picture up.
Excellent.
If you remember
to send it.
So you swelled up yesterday?
So what ended up happening was, I got that.
That was good.
RJ, also bring up my Facebook thing and then write down what I wrote in there.
I have it for you.
You have it? Okay.
What ended up happening just quickly was that this cactus that these thorns went in, if you don't pull out all the thorns after running into a cactus, mm-hmm. say you forget to or right. you can't find it or you can't have
you
it all together.
Right. Does it get infected?
It gets infected.
Sure.
And it's the toxins from the cactus that have now caused me to get a full-blown staph infection in my hand, and it spread to my foot.
Ew!
I can barely walk on my
wow.
foot, and I had to go to the ER yesterday to get the medication. And today, after the show, I'm going to a dermatologist to take a culture because this thing could last for 9 months if I don't get it now.
Oh, my
wow.
God.
Isn't
so
that horrible?
This is all for high-fiving the cactus?
From a effing cactus.
Jesus.
So Mike's going to the chiropractor. You're going to a dermatologist?
Yes.
And, Rob, what doctor are you seeing
Actually,
today?
I'm going to a coroner for an estimate.
And incidentally, I hate to say it,
uh-huh.
But I am going to the chiropractor, not because I have my traditional gimpy back.
Right.
I am going because this gimpy back was aggravated when I jumped on my buddy's boat.
Oh, it's like
after
right.
the band
right.
played down at Tim's River Shore, and I was stepping on his boat. This is bad. This is a demon.
Yeah.
This
a pattern,
is, it's look, it's time to modify. Mm-hmm. It's time Seriously. For both of us to modify.
Me too. I literally looked at Kara yesterday as I'm about to leave for the emergency room because my sister's a doctor, obviously.
Right.
I called her and she said, "Look, I've seen the pictures. You need to go to the ER." Like, this
so
is
you
not...
didn't know what this was?
No, I thought it was a bunch of mosquito bites on Saturday morning.
How weird is it that something in your hand would also manifest itself in your foot?
It's like blood. That's bloodstream. That's
what it is.
You know,
it,
are you on antibiotics?
Now I am. It attacks your lymph nodes.
Oh,
really? That's
God.
What happened. And it's something
T-cells.
She asked me, she says, does it feel like there's T-cells. A wire cord underneath your skin? And I said, what are you talking about? And I looked down and my lymph node looks like it's basically an extension cord that it's so swelled up. And you touch it, it's tender like a bee sting almost.
So you went to the ER yesterday and did they give you IV stuff?
No. They gave me the right medications.
They sent you on your way?
They said obviously they don't see this. They don't see this all the time because we're not in effing Arizona.
Right.
But what you should do if you ever get into that predicament, if you're hiking or doing something.
And you get yourself onto the wrong end of a cactus?
You have to pull every little thing out that you can find.
I didn't know there was toxins at play.
Yeah.
That's scary, man.
That is scary.
That is truly
And if you
scary.
Look on the web, if you let this slide, it literally starts eating your flesh away.
You know
it can, yes,
yeah.
absolutely.
You know
Isn't
that amazing?
It's really wild because both of these injuries, were it not for alcohol, they don't happen.
Right.
Yeah.
I know, and I'm pissed off.
I got to get
and,
my
you know,
life
I've been,
I mean, it's
I got
just,
yelled at yeah. about drinking when the mm-hmm. Chinaman doctor saw me a few
right.
weeks ago, and I've been cutting back. And you know what? I said, you know what? I'm not going to drink yesterday. All day, I get up on
Well, time. We go, you know, in America, we go real hard. We go real hard, mm-hmm. and then we kind of, have our little weekends to you know, do that.
Well, at 8:30 in the morning when I woke up feeling great, I said, you know what? I'm not going to have a drink tonight, and everything seemed great. But you know what? About 4 o'clock, I started, you know what would be good is one drink.
Just one.
Sure. I've gone this far and I haven't had a drink.
What could go wrong?
What could possibly go wrong?
Exactly.
You know, I've done some stuff. I'm looking at the Redskins game. That's
right.
not the best. And
right.
I said, you know, maybe a drink would be good. And so... We're keeping Jabril, the simple neighbor boy, and
the simple neighbor boy, and
one of Robert's best friends.
Yes,
right.
But
he's been Robert's best friend for a long time.
Yeah, he's a good kid.
He's a good kid.
So
he's a good kid.
So you know, I'm going up to grill the chicken because the kids are going to be. And I, you know, yeah, I'm gonna have a drink while I grill the chicken. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, chicken takes a while because you cook it slow and low. And so by the time the chicken's ready, the glass is empty, and I've already cut up half an orange. So I said, you know what? Maybe just one more drink would be all right.
Use this. Other half
yeah,
of the orange.
Use the other orange. And so, you know what? I went to bed and I, you know what? I didn't have as many as I could have had. But
right.
Yeah, when I started out saying, I'm going to go all day without drinking, uh-huh. and then you have two nice big drinks.
I know.
Yeah, it's real easy to
it's,
do.
It's easy
and
to slide
man,
into that.
It's that, it's, you know, it's you have two or three beers, then it starts thinking like a really good idea.
I never have that problem on Sundays anymore because Sundays.
Because you fear the Monday.
You fear the Monday. I will tell you this that the Redskins, land of suck, yesterday had the vibe. Carl and I went out grocery shopping in the morning. We went around, and you noticed that vibe that everybody had that we
sure.
were going to kill the St. Louis Rams.
It was going to be a destruction.
Did you get that vibe in this area?
Yeah,
because
Game
this
day.
Area was just like, it was almost like a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
It was a Super Bowl because everybody thought they were going to win.
Yeah,
right.
and it was based on the fact that somehow the Redskins fans have talked themselves into the fact that even though last week we lost,
right.
it was
that
a
still
great,
going to the Super
that
Bowl.
It was a Super Bowl game because
right.
we had 400 yards through the air.
Right. Exactly.
And you know what? It doesn't. The final score didn't matter. All the Redskins fans were quote unquote happy. Happy with the loss.
Because they thought, and I went into the Giant. I said, this is really more than the average. This is like a playoff deal.
Yeah, there's excitement.
Because everybody kind of had that same vibe.
Right. Yeah. Reality's just, a bitch.
Suckers. Reality does suck. Hey, I think they're going into Philadelphia next week, and they're going to beat the Eagles. Because everybody now says they're not going to win.
Pressure's
and
on.
I think they're the kind of team that's going to be that way
Step
this
up.
Year. I think the teams that they absolutely nobody thinks they have a chance against, mm-hmm. they're going to go in and whomp
them. So.
Besides, I have to be passionate about this game, because Carl is going to be 5 inches away from the screen going, kill that dog murdering bastard.
Oh, wow.
That's seriously, and there are so many dog lovers mm-hmm. that still feel that
I
way
totally
about
forgot
Michael
about
Vick.
All that. Yeah. That's, he's a winner.
Most guys have. Most that, guys
like,
say,
oh, you know, it's in the past. Everyone's made mistakes.
He's paid his debt to society.
That dog murdering
Redemption,
bastard
baby.
Scored me 35 points in fantasy yesterday.
Hey, did you beat me?
Well, no, technically
How many
not.
Do you have going tonight?
I've got like three guys tonight.
Oh, he's going to get, Ronick's going to beat me tonight.
It could happen.
I mean,
yeah.
I mean, we'll have our fantasy update tomorrow after that's all in. Hey, listen, oh, go ahead. Yes.
No, I was. It was tragic yesterday. I stayed up so late because I had all the steroids in me that people like, it's like basically you might as well just do a line of coke. So like I'm up, I can't go to bed, I've got all these steroids in me, and I'm watching the Red Sox Yankees game.
Oh, which they lost in extra innings.
Oh my god.
I don't even watch it.
Tragic.
Don't even watch
it. It was tragic.
That's just the
Is
Red
there
Sox.
A chance?
That's the no, absolutely not.
No.
They're completely out of it. But I believe they were closed out last night. Was they were mathematically eliminated last night.
Wow.
And they were mathematically eliminated.
But they were up.
With an extra innings loss to the
they were
Yankees.
Up. Yeah. They were up 3-2, bottom of the ninth, and the Yankees just came and they did what they
And it's just it's the Red Sox once again going, okay, it doesn't matter. So we're not really playing for anything. We should have no pressure on us, but we still want to show you what F-ups we are.
I felt for you.
And we still want to go to our fans like that. Just a final word before we break here. I saw the movie, everybody. I think, Oscar, you might have recommended it, The Town.
Yes.
Is that the Ben Affleck movie?
Yeah.
Right. Just, I hear it's great.
Outstanding. Really above average. Really, really, really well done.
I hear...
His whole... career, I think, you know, has taken a new direction with this movie, and he's on my list now. I kind of like him as a lead actor.
What I hear about it is the exact opposite of what we felt about Boardwalk Empire. Mm-hmm. Great storytelling.
Great storytelling. Very, you know, a little bit tough to take. I don't think even the guys in Charlestown would tell you up in Beantown. You know, those daytime robberies aren't going to happen that way. It ain't gonna. You're not going to have a guy roll up there to the local Bank of America, you know, wearing a nun's outfit with a mask on like that, and then, you know, decide that he's going to take 40 AK-47s and start shooting up the entire block. It's not going to work that way. You know, it's not going to happen.
In contrast, Wall Street's getting murdered.
And I didn't see it, and I have the choice because it's
It has Shia LaBeouf in it. What else could it do?
You know what? Absolutely. Yeah. And maybe that's the kiss of death with that. But my lady wanted to go see the movies, went to see The Town, and thought it was above average.
Good,
very, very above
choice.
Average. Final word on pop culture for the weekend that I wanted to talk about with you guys. I wrote down Katy Perry. I love her cleavage and hate her boyfriend.
That's fair.
That sums it up.
That's fair. I love her.
And so, you know, the whole thing with Katy Perry is that she does the little cameo with her cleavage on Saturday Night Live.
Right.
And, okay, I may remove Saturday Night Live from my TiVo for good. It is such the land of suck now.
I don't think
I have ever sat through one like I did on Saturday night.
They had the blind governor, though.
It was the blind governor did not save it to me. The blind governor did not save it.
They can't get it off the ground anymore.
It wasn't lost on me how nobody talked to the blind governor at the end of the show when they did their little suck fest when we had, you know. Lorne Michaels has now created an empire where he brings everybody back.
Sure.
And I'm sorry, Amy Poehler. Not host material.
No, not an A-lister.
She's not, she's part of the Lorne family.
And remember, this is a season premiere, so they technically had, 6 months to write this show?
6 months. Right. And the lack of funny.
How do they do it?
The lack of any, no funny.
I thought there was one good sketch, and I'm curious what you thought of it.
Okay.
The one about the mosque near Ground Zero. The fake commercial.
The
that
fake
was the one funny sketch.
Fake commercials are, that actually made me
laugh
out loud.
And they could have written that 2 months ago.
You know what? And that made me laugh out loud.
And I have that in the audio vault if we get to it. I thought that was the only highlight of the show.
These meandering, long sketches. And Rob, you mentioned fake commercials. Maybe, you know, once again, my old school, where that's what Saturday Night Live used to be. They used to
razor sharp satire.
They used to do satires. Mm-hmm. They used to do sketches where they would create fake products and fake commercials. And they would do impressions of people on a regular basis.
Right.
Now they do these characters that they pull out of thin
left
air
field,
that are just self-serving and self-indulgent. Mm-hmm. And I sat there and go, I'm like, my God. And you just feel like you've wasted your time
you
watch this.
You have.
And Amy Poehler, I'm sorry, ain't funny.
No, weak sauce.
I'm sorry.
Weak
she
sauce.
Ain't funny. And it pisses me off. And they think they're so cute. And then he's bringing on the new cast members that look like more members of the gay men's choir that have come to join the cast.
The lead sketch was that.
When's the last time we got an ethnic-looking fat guy on Saturday Night Live?
They keep dying.
That's
true. It's terrible.
That's
they keep dying.
Their lead sketch.
You're right.
It's part of the problem.
You're right about that.
Yeah.
Maybe Lauren got scared after Farley.
Yeah, I think so.
That's a shame,
isn't it? Twice burned, yes. Yeah.
The lead sketch was that horrible Girls from Queens. There wasn't a laugh in it.
Absolute, an entire sketch where the Girls from Queens are on, and there was not one laugh. And they,
I mean, maybe put that on at quarter to one. Maybe if you've got filler time, but that shouldn't be your lead sketch. Horrible, you're
absolutely
right.
Horrible. So Saturday Night Live and Katy Perry, you know, she's got a nice body,
love to look at,
easy
her.
To look at. I could watch her all the time, and there's scumbag. I beat up the Russell paparazzi. Brand? Yeah, what is with that guy?
He's dirty.
Yeah, he's
he looks dirty.
Dirty. You know, when I saw, is it Forgetting Sarah Marshall?
Yes, yes.
Forgetting Sarah
Alva
Marshall.
Snow.
And he plays this character. He plays the British rocker.
Yeah.
And he was great. And then you realize he's the, well, that's who he is.
That's right.
What he is. Yeah. And now he's a dick. Yeah. I don't like the guy. So, anyway.
What was your take on Katy Perry's thing that got cut from Sesame Street? Did you see the video of her?
I haven't seen that. No, but I mean,
I saw her come out with
the cleavage shirt.
Not only is it fantastic for dad, I really don't think there's anything wrong with
it. I agree. No, I agree.
No. I mean, you know what it is?
So they cut it?
Yeah, it'll not be on the season premiere.
It was supposed to be a special where she's there doing a stand up with Elmo and she's wearing one of her dresses that shows her cleavage.
It's, yeah.
And apparently, somehow the promo video got out of the segment.
Right.
And then parents started writing in saying that, like, their kids are getting boners. Like, they can't be watching that.
Sesame Street. Has always been ahead of the curve of getting real A-list stars to come in and like do stuff for kids.
Right.
And they took the song Hot and Cold and made it be a song about opposites with Elmo.
Right.
And you know what? Yeah, you see some cleavage.
That's
big
it,
deal.
Though. It's not even that
like,
bad.
Yeah, she has like netting over her chest, so it's not even bare.
And what was it supposed to be on?
Well, the season premiere, I guess the 33rd season premiere of Sesame Street is this Thursday.
So it's going to be the real legitimate Sesame Street.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. But they've cut that scene out now because of the objection.
And I disagree.
All the little boners. Check it out. Yeah. The little boners.
Is that crazy?
The little boners. Think about that. It should be interesting. Yeah. I don't know. I have to see. I have to see what that's going on. Incidentally, before we go to break here, I want to thank you for all of your wonderful notes about the fabulous Honeycrisp apple. I had a Honeycrisp apple that, incidentally, I saw that one guy that talked about how expensive his was.
Yes.
That he spent like $1.49. Mm-hmm. I don't know where he's going, but I saw a by the pound price.
Okay.
At my Giant, which was something like $1.39 for a pound.
That's not bad for a pound.
Which is not bad for apples.
Better.
So I don't know where he was getting this this apple. But
Rich Guy Foods.
And then Carla rolled out to the farmer's market here in Manassas, and I will tell you something. Brought some Honeycrisp on. I was eating this Honeycrisp apple today at my 6 o'clock breakfast time, which is when I eat in the studio. Mm-hmm. And I am telling you, the juice was running right down my elbow. Wow.
At Crohn's.
They
cover it with this chocolate sauce, and the juice just runs right down your chin.
This apple, you bite into this apple, and they have figured out a way genetically. I don't know whether they use nuclear
is it
fusion.
Is you or the apple that they've corrected genetically?
All I know is this. First of all, I held up the apple to Kirk in the morning, and I said, take a look at this apple. And he said, yeah. I said, okay. Look at that color. He wasn't having any. And so,
see, he doesn't see color, Mike.
Yeah. Neither do I.
That's right.
Anyway, so I'm eating this apple, and I don't know how they managed to get so much water in this apple. And it's just amazing.
And Mark did it. Two point, you know why?
It's a 2 point apple on Weight Watchers.
Mark figured it out because the more water they get in, the heavier it is, and the more money they can get.
Exactly right.
You know, speaking of money, I'll get to you in a second.
My wife actually found them at Target.
Oh yeah, there's a whole
Farms. Yeah.
The Archer Farms, and those are expensive too though because they were in the special little packaging that they had.
Right, but they were delicious.
They're nummy. They truly are. Now speaking of Mark Gronick and speaking of our battle, I did mention this on the website. I wanted to cover this before we break from the audio vault. All right, do we have an update?
Yeah, we do.
What's
do you
want
to drum roll?
All right, it's not going to be good for me. I can tell by the way he just did that. All right.
Well,
this is whose T-shirts are selling the best. Of course, I should point out that
sell T-shirts.
Shut up! I know we have the group T-shirts with the animation from Gabe Strine, and now we sell individual T-shirts for each individual member of the show, and that includes everybody, including RJ and also Mark Ronick. Mm-hmm. So, without further ado, let's take it from the bottom to the top again.
You got it.
Here we go. Bringing up the rear. This would be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6. Number 6. Who's number 6?
Number 6 is a tie between RJ and myself at 7% each.
That's pretty good.
So it's actually
a tie
for a weekend.
Hey! Congratulations, fellas. That doesn't suck.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
That's not bad. All right. So we go to number 4.
Number 4,
mm-hmm.
at 12%.
12%? That's anemic.
That's not good.
That's anemic for a performer on this show. Who would be pulling 12%? What type of loser would be pulling 12%? What complete waste of bag of water? What? Who is it?
Mike O'Mara.
No! Bastards!
Oh, no! Whoa.
You bastards!
Oh, my God.
This is my show! This is my show, so you hate me.
He'll bury you.
So you hate me, I'll bury you.
This is madness. This is absolute madness.
Try to contain your fat-ass glee over there.
Look at that grin.
No, I kind of knew that was coming. That's why I set it up.
12%.
You're beating RJ.
Thank you. Yeah, I am. Thanks a lot.
And I guess you'll be coming in first, won't you?
Who knows? I don't keep track of such things.
I hope not. I hope you're
next. You see, Mike, this is just a contest.
Shut the f*** up,
Rob. Again, with that?
All right. Here we go.
Wow.
All right, so who's number three?
At number three with 19%. Oscar Santana.
Consistency.
Yeah. Holding steady,
take
Oscar.
That.
Yeah. Okay.
Nice.
And at number two, with 25% of the shirt sales, Buzz Burbank.
And what does he have second. At the
What
at
percentage
the
is left?
Why
does
off? Why 50? Does why are the legion of faggots that are out there?
Whoa,
that's not nice.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I'm sorry. Jeez. There's nothing wrong with being a faggot. I should say that.
They're very nice.
All right, go ahead.
And Buzz has and Rob has 29%.
29%.
I have 12%.
You do.
I have 12%.
Yes.
I'm shutting down the operation.
I think that's a good idea.
I'm going to shut down the entire
operation.
That way we end as a winner.
Let's take this show to Kuala Lumpur.
I cannot believe this.
I can't either. I actually triple checked it, Mike.
I cannot believe this 12%.
I don't know how it happened.
If it's any consolation,
does that mean Rob is more popular than I am?
Well,
certainly.
I don't
not.
Know. These
certainly
are shirt sales,
that that can't be because I did. I got to Facebook 5,000 faster.
You
than
know
he.
What
no,
this
you did
means.
Not.
You know,
yes, I did. I was reminded over the weekend.
No, but she was wrong.
No, she was totally right.
I have
right.
a screen cap, Mike. Do you want to see it?
She was totally right.
She was wrong.
No.
Rob was
wrong.
Very serious.
Rob, I'd let this one go.
The only real losers out of all of this is that orphanage in Mexico I'm trying to build.
You know what? And also, the only real losers are the people that just don't recognize the greatness that is a Mike O'Mara
but
show.
But don't forget the winner. The winner of my ego.
But the lady's right, though.
The lady's wrong.
Right. She's totally right.
She's wrong.
So here's the deal. Over the weekend, I was contacted by a well-meaning lady that wanted to point out to me that I did reach 5,000 friends faster than Rob when we had the initial competition.
As a listener, I remember you did.
Yes, I did. Thank you, Oscar.
You're wrong.
Thank
you're
you.
You're wrong.
I have a screen. I wish we could discuss it more. We have to go to break now. Hey, take one victory, all right? Take the... Little Gypsy Kings always gets everybody that. Well, I'll try harder next week. We'll give an update.
Are we going to have like a cutoff date? When this is going to end?
I don't want to talk about cutoff dates, okay? Until I get closer.
All right, you got it. All right.
We're going to take a break when
Not
we come
two
back.
2 minutes ago, you were shutting it down.
When we come back, the weakest link on the show, the Rob's Magic Audio Ball. And then we'll have Buzz's News, which I enjoy.
Oh.
All right.
Well, thanks for bearing with the Audio Vault, Mike. You're a prince.
All right, we'll come back with Rob's Magic Audio Vault right after this. Gonna play it to the hook? Gonna play it to the hook. Now we're screwing up KCJJ. Here we go. I love this song. Oh, I love the Gypsy Kings.
Everybody.
All right, it's time for Rob's Magic Audio Vault, brought to you by Netflix. Watch thousands of movies on any game console or computer, and now on your iPhone and iPads and iPod Touches, or get Blu-rays and DVDs right to your door for just $8.99 a month. For a free trial, click the Netflix ad on our website. And now it's time for the man whose buddy Tab Patterson bought 700 T-shirts.
That's what happened.
Hi, Rob. Tab. I'm gonna buy all your shirts because I love you. I love you.
Tab's a good guy.
Hello.
I'm just lashing out at Tab because Tab...
Anybody.
No, Tab lashes out at me if I'm too hard on Rob.
Really?
Yes, he does. He's done that to me a couple of times.
Defending his
friend. So if it makes you feel better,
all the soft, doughy boys love Rob.
Rob has also sold the most plus-size T-shirts, if that makes you feel better.
You know what? I called that years out. You know,
let's score that way.
That actually made me feel better.
Good, I want to say hi to all the doughy men and fat women that are my friends on Facebook. And moving on, you know what?
Yes.
While you're digging at me, I would like to take a dig at a solicitation call that I got last Thursday.
You won. Oh, hey, good. A-hole.
You won. You won. You won the competition. You should be much more gracious, all right?
Humble.
You should be very, very humble. The fact
I should be gracious.
You seriously, how many percent?
29%.
If I
nearly a third.
If right. What is being put out by me does not seem as graciousness, it's only because it's awkward.
It's
because
awkward?
I'm humbled.
I'm a little nauseous.
What an
I
ass.
Really, seriously, I think I'm going
to fall.
Just threw up right. A little in my mouth.
Oh, my God. Okay,
thank you, friends.
We have 1 minute for the audio.
Okay, then I'm not going to be able to play my gas card solicitation.
Okay, that's all right.
But I do want to call attention to the fact that Liza was on Oprah last week.
Oh, my God.
And she really is not holding up well.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
And she's got her 33rd album coming out, which is just, to me, miraculous. But here is one of my favorite exchanges between Liza and Oprah when she's talking about marriage and when she married David Guest.
I heard that you'd once said about relationships that you thought for a long time that unless you were with somebody that you really weren't accepted. Do you still feel that?
No.
No.
No, I don't.
You grew up from,
yeah.
That, grew from that.
Also, I've got the worst taste. I mean, come on. I just...
Yeah. And in this last marriage, it became a public spectacle. Was that painful for you?
To tell you the absolute truth,
mm-hmm.
Oh.
I had brain encephalitis when I married this guy.
Wow.
I did.
Really?
I just come out.
What?
She is actually scary to listen to.
She oh, yeah. is. Yeah. Oh, to see her.
She speaks in such a way where it just kind of blurts out.
She explodes.
And it's just,
yeah. Is she still sick?
Yeah. No, she's. You see, that's the sad thing is you're listening to her well.
She's totally well. Now, Cabaret Isolated
yeah,
Finish.
She sang a couple songs on the Oprah, and I want you to hear her big notes. Mike, I know you love when Liza sings.
Okay.
Here's how she finished.
Could this replace the current Liza that we have?
It's not that good because here's the deal. The band is great here.
Oh,
the band
right.
does their best to help her out. But all here right. she is singing the end of Cabaret.
I'm not coming like
gay. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Can't understand her.
Here we go.
Horrible. Here she is, her big finish on New York, New York.
All right.
Hold on.
That's enough.
From the top. There we go. Here's Lady Liza Minnelli.
Anywhere. Come on. Come through.
Oh.
What is that?
Horrible. Oh, so that's Liza. You can go out and buy her record now. And just
sure.
a quick ending here. Do you all remember right. this gentleman, Mike? Do you remember the name Paul Bear Vasquez?
Yeah, I seem to have a memory of this.
Oh, I'm double rainbow the all rainbow the way guy. Across
the rainbow guy.
The
yeah.
sky.
Well,
oh, my God.
The great thing about he's got himself, Mike, he's got his own app.
Okay.
He has his own app for iPhone.
Of
yeah,
course
yeah.
he does.
Hey, everyone. This is my new double rainbow iPhone app. See? Here we go.
Idiot.
Just press that. Full on.
Full
double
on.
Rainbow
idiot.
All the way.
Speech impediment.
See what you do mental. Here? Is
you just full on.
Take a picture with this and
take a picture,
puts
Mike.
A double rainbow in every picture.
So it just superimposes a rainbow in every picture.
Picture.
And then he went on to say one other thing. Hold on. It's a number 7.
He's so bright.
Here's a Paul Vasquez commenting on his new app.
Come on. Come through.
She sounds like she's hammered.
Well, you're probably right. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus.
That, Mike, that is your magic audio ball.
Oh, thank you.
There it is. All right, that's the audio vault. That wasn't funny.
Sounds like she high-fived a cactus.
We will take a break. And go. We'll come back and have Buzz in his news right after this. Welcome back to MichaelMarishow.com. Time to get the man in here, the man, the legend, Mr. Buzz Burbank, and our last news of the day, our only news of the day.
Yeah.
Best here it news is. Of the day.
I always exactly, say best Rob. News of the day. I'm sorry.
Brought
Hi.
To you by...
Hi, look at my glasses. How do they look? Hey. Knock, knock. Who came in? All right. Wow. Jesus Christ.
We're brought to you today by Patriot Harley-Davidson. On September 25th and 26th, the Harley... Wait a minute. Is it past that already? Well, that's just silly. Go to Patriot Harley Davidson.
They do those classes all the time.
Yeah, so go to your Harley dealer. The demo truck is in Fairfax at the Outback Steakhouse. Be the first to ride 18 of the 2011 Harley models. Sign up for ride times to get more info at patriothd.com or click their link at MikeOmeraShow.com. Patriot Harley Davidson.
Great program over there for new riders to learn how to ride. And Buzz and I did the training before we got on motorcycles, and it's the best. I still use it when I'm out there riding today. So if you're nervous about it, you know, it takes all of that stress out of it. Don't go out and buy one of these big things and then you know, figure it out as you go.
These guys are great.
You get
to learn
the training
from.
It's really, really worth it, and they're putting that at Patriot into their program now, and right. It's a very significant
classes
part of,
all the time.
Yeah, all the time. So you can learn how to ride and then get yourself a nice bike.
Do that. Sex at work is just another casualty of this economy. A new study says office romances are dying, partly because there are fewer coworkers, but mainly it's because people who still have jobs are afraid of losing them, and so they're willing to rat out their coworkers to get them fired instead. In fact, there's been an increase in the number of lawsuits from employees who say their work environment has been made hostile by lust between coworkers.
Do you know what I heard will actually diminish the hostile work environment?
What?
If you purchase an individualized Mike O'Mara show.
Absolutely.
With my face on it. With my
Everybody's a winner then.
With my lick it.
Right.
What does Rob say on it?
Get ready, America.
See?
Yeah.
That's it.
You know, I thought about that.
That's
I
it. Mine
slogan,
says lick it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'd like to have a friendlier line.
Maybe it is a slogan because people are like, well, I can't wear this out every
right.
day.
That's
all
what
right.
I'm thinking.
Do me a favor. On Facebook, I urge everybody in our listening, send me an idea to change
slogan.
The slogan.
James Mike's
slogan. I need a nice slogan like Rob
I got
has.
It.
Get ready, America. What's that?
Got a cigarette?
You know, I work with these guys and I'm persecuted every
love.
Day.
Where's the love?
Every single day. Go ahead, more news.
Actually, some couple of pieces of encouraging news. The bad news, first of all, from the Middle East today is that Israel's 10-month moratorium on West Bank construction has ended right in the middle of the peace talks with the Palestinians.
How about that, Mark?
The good news is...
You never let him get by, do you?
I'm
not
sorry.
For one solitary second.
Some of the construction.
Was that allowed?
The good news is the talks are continuing in spite of that construction. So that's encouraging. And on the other side of the world, South Korea's Red Cross says it will ship 5,000 tons of food and medicine to flood-ravaged North Korea.
That's called the Red Cross over there.
South Korea has been promising to reach out to the North if North Korea backed off its nuclear weapons program. South Korea's government is now planning on sending nearly $7 million in aid to its antagonistic neighbor to the North.
Do you get the impression that much like East and West Germany in the day of the Cold War, that North and South Korea really want to be one?
Of course, because of the family ties. Because it's the governments, not the people.
And
the people
what?
Would love to get together.
More power.
Mm-hmm.
Bigger place, more power.
Yeah, but I mean, it's just sad to see what happens in the North. And of course, with this iron grip that, you know, the Kim Jong-il era has on that, we'll have to wait and see what happens. But I think you've got a willing population in South Korea that would love to see this happen.
I've seen almost every episode of MASH, and here's what I know. These are people with a wonderful sense of humor.
Rob has a name for Koreans that we will not share with you right
perhaps
now.
Perhaps in the bonus
Let's
show.
Let's put that on his shirt.
I think even in the bonus
put that
show.
On your show.
It might
sure.
be. Yeah.
Yes. See how he sells then, huh?
Yeah, just Rob with a certain type of hat.
That
Rob's tribute.
Yeah, you know what? I bought it at the store at Rice University.
Oh, God.
That is just wrong. There he
is. Is it?
There yes. he is.
That nationally known pastor of a 25,000-member church in Atlanta spoke to his congregation yesterday.
Yeah, he punted it.
About the charges that he'd lured young men into sex. And although he did talk about being under attack, Bishop Eddie Long did not deny the claims yesterday and, in fact, confessed he is not a perfect person. Long did pledge to fight the claims, but only in court, not in public.
You solicited little boys. Isn't that what
That's
he's accused
allegation. Guys, when they were teenagers, say that he lured them into guy sex.
Yeah. And he's got a great porn name.
Eddie Long.
Eddie Long. Eddie Long. Yeah.
Right now, he thinks he can, because he's getting so much support from that massive congregation that he has, he thinks he's above it. That won't happen. No, that won't last very long.
Once the truth really gets crystal clear.
He'll fall eventually.
It is the end of the world as we know it. A study from Massachusetts College of Liberal Arts says kids today are using swear words at a much younger age than they did 10 years ago.
What the is that about? Sorry.
The study.
I'm teacher, sorry. Is it time for our f***ing snack?
Well, then.
Oh.
Where do they hear it? The study says some kids are dropping the F-bomb as early as age 2.
Oh, my God. Well, if they do that, they hear daddy say it, and then they just repeat it.
And that's what I think happens. But quoting one expert, then the swearing really takes off between 3 and 4.
Oh, dear.
Researchers say it appears to be because the words have become more common in media and even from political leaders.
Yeah, you're probably right.
You know what? With all the trouble we've had with Julia and all the stuff she does, you know, I've never had trouble with them saying bad words.
Mm. I think that's daughters. Watch your Robert little guy.
Robert, too, though. You know what? They still rat each other out if they say fart.
Really?
Yeah. I mean,
okay. Well, that's a good thing.
So we'll
and
see.
I have never had an issue with my daughters about it.
Good. I only ever. Did when she was like 3 or 4, and she all of a sudden we're all sitting on the bed watching TV, and my daughter blurts out, "Where's the effing remote?"
Wow.
How old was she?
Like 3 or 4.
3 or 4. That's funny.
Where did
obviously,
she hear that?
If you had kept them in the right channel, you wouldn't have.
Yeah, that's right.
The owner. You like the irony? The owner of the Segway scooter company has died.
No.
Wait for it. By driving one of the scooters off a cliff.
Are you kidding me?
I am not kidding.
Wow, you know, Buzz, that's a very brave
that
man.
That is horrific.
Britain's Jim Heselden was involved. There he goes. Involved in this freak accident while riding over some rough terrain near his estate at Yorkshire.
Wait.
He and the scooter landed in a river below the cliff.
Someone notify Sonny Jurgensen immediately.
Didn't Sonny
have
one?
Actually did a lot of good.
Where did Sonny have his?
He had his at Redskins Park.
At Redskins Park.
Driving around the parking lot.
There we go.
With his cigar.
Here's my Segway scooter.
And finally.
Doesn't he have his own brand of cigar?
Yes,
J9. J9s.
J9s, yes.
They taste great.
Finally, back in January, a woman approached the meat counter at her local Safeway store in Louisville, Kentucky. The employees there are always helpful, so she wasn't surprised when the 25-year-old man behind the counter asked if she was finding everything okay. She was surprised, however, to see him behind the counter tenderizing his meat, if you get my drift. That's...
What was he? Was he...
She could tell that by his hand motion.
Oh,
that,
no.
Yeah.
That's funny.
It's when she remembered that this was the guy who'd been following her around the store sometime earlier. The meat man is now a registered sex offender.
Ew.
The meat counter and the entire Safeway store are now closed.
Oh, that's a shame.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you, Buzz. Yeah. That's it. We got to get out of here. Today's show is brought to you by Cameron Hills Golf Links. Welcome back, Cameron Hills. They're in King George, Virginia. Newbies, you get half off 2011 memberships and free entry into our charity event next spring. That is a great deal. Join by email and write CameronGolf@AOL.com to do that. Cameron Hills Golf Links, check out their ad on our website. Our web host is BlueBot, and this program cannot be rebroadcast in any form without written consent from an authorized representative of MikeOMaraShow.com. We depend on our advertising. If you can reach thousands of people, you can reach, rather, tens of thousands of folks right here. Click advertise at MikeOMaraShow.com or call 301-244-8773. That's it. We got to get out of here. For Rob Spiewak, Buzz Burbank, and Oscar Santana, this is Mike O'Mara saying, give me a new slogan for my t-shirt. Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Look it.